Come and sit up nice and tall. Close the eyes if that's good. Leave them open if that's better. Try to find a small arch in your lower back. Breathe. Close the mouth if that's okay and breathe through the nose only. Thank you very much. Let me pull it back more. Yeah, keep going. Try to find this tiny little arch in your lower back, which to me means you need to kind of roll forward on your sit bones a little bit, get to the top of the sit bone, and then maybe even just slightly forward. Once you find that pelvic alignment, try to then stack the shoulders on top of the pelvis and feel if you can bring your ears on top of the shoulders. From the back of the neck, lengthen up as much as you can. Breathing easily in and out through the nose. Let the eyes open softly. Come onto your hands and knees. Don't hesitate to put a blanket under your knees if that serves you. Come onto the hands and knees with the knees underneath the hips. Directly, the wrists underneath the shoulders. Ankles right in line with the knees, feet straight. They can be pointed or tucked. Try to find a tiny, if you hyperextend your elbows, soften the elbows out to the sides a little bit. Bend the elbows a tiny bit so that they're straight, the arms straighten. Try to find a little tiny arch in the lower back. Open across the middle back. Put a little groove between your shoulder blades. See if you can melt the shoulder spine down between the shoulder blades just a little bit, but don't collapse the middle back to do that. Try to keep the ears in line with the shoulders and the outer hips. Cat and cow, arch the back, lift the chest to look up, and round to look down. Arch the back, lift the chest to look up, and round to look down. Keep going at your own pace. The arms don't move, the legs don't move. The spine moves. And then as you move, try to match the breath, one breath to each movement. Exhale and cat go really well together, but your choice. But as you move, try to feel what moves. See, is my spine supple and free-flowing? Does it get stuck at different places in its journey? Can I even feel the difference between stuck and not stuck? Just try to tap into that. And then whatever pace you're at, change the pace. So if you're going, whatever you're doing, you can go faster, you can go slower, but change the pace of the way you are doing cat and cow. Try to feel what happens when the spine moves like this. How does it affect the pelvis? How does it affect the shoulder girdle? Spread the fingers open, spread the toes open. And come back to neutral. Spread the fingers, tuck the toes. Thighs parallel. Soften the upper spine a tiny bit. Tiny arch in the lower back. Take the knees 1 inch up off the floor. Just 1 inch. Thighs parallel. Try not to let the knees widen apart when the knees come up off the floor. Try to feel if you are rounding your upper back to make this happen and soften the upper back a tiny little bit. Try to keep the ears in line with the shoulders and lower the knees. Breathing easy, you're trying to set your trunk, right? From the tailbone to the crown is one solid piece with an arch in the neck and the lower back. Toes tucked, spread the fingers, don't lock the elbows, don't if you can help it, and take the knees up 1 inch off the floor. 1 inch is nothing, tiny little bit. Stay grounded to the inner foot, don't fall to the outer foot. Tiny arch in the lower back, tiny groove in the upper back, spine between the shoulder blades just a little bit. And then see if you can soften the upper back more, it'll make your belly work more. And lower the knees. Breathe easy. One more. Knees up 1 inch. Smooth, easy breath. And lower the knees. Nice. Take child's pose. Sit the hips back on the heels. Arms can be forward. Arms can be back alongside your hips. The knees can be wide. Take this pose anytime you want. Don't hesitate once we get going. Come back to your hands and knees. Take the right leg back behind you. Lift the right leg back and up a little bit. So the heel is only at the height of your hip. Turn your hip down. Turn the right hip down. All right, so the right knee and the right toe are pointing straight down to the floor. Don't let the right leg come out to the side, so it's going to stay right in line, outer ankle in line with the hip. And lower the right knee. Left leg straight back. So see how much you're leaning to the right. See, check your the right ankle wants to be straight. Tucked or pointed is fine, but you don't want to be sickling the foot. Drop or turn the left hip down. Try not to lean over to the right. Try to pull yourself back and bring the right hip right on top of the right knee. Try not to fall over to the right, lower the left knee. Just take the right arm forward. Turn the right palm to face the cheek. Stretch, the leg is down. Both legs are down. Right arm is forward. Turn the left palm to face the cheek, and then check, you can look, but make sure that arm is not moving out to the right. The wrist wants to be pretty much in line with the outer hip. See if your arm straightens, because not everyone does straighten, and then reach out through that arm more. Try to bring the fingertips up so that they're at the height of the shoulders. As you reach the right fingers out, draw the right shoulder onto the back a little bit. So you're working out and in, lower the right arm. Nice. Left arm forward. Legs stay down. Don't mess with the feet. They're either pointed or tucked, but the ankles are straight, right in line with the knees. And turn the left palm to face your cheek. Straighten that arm or feel if your arm doesn't straighten. Don't let it move out sideways if you can help it. Keep it right in line with the left side of the body. And lower the left arm. Right arm, left leg. And turn the left hip down. Turn the left hip down as much as you can bear. Lower the left heel so it's the height of the hip. Bring the left arm so it's right in line with the left side of the body. Don't let it trail out to the side. Don't let the heel lift up over the hip. Nice. And release. Left arm, right leg. The heel comes to the height of the hip only. Drop the right hip. Turn the right hip down. Try to get your pelvis to be level. Your sacrum level. Pull the belly in to support everything. And lower down. First side again. Left arm, right leg. Right? Is that right? Right arm, left leg. One or the other. And bend the left leg. See if you want to reach the right hand back to take hold of the left foot. But now right away, try to be aware of the outer left hip. And you're not going to let that left hip shorten. You're going to lengthen the outer hip, trying to pull the left knee to the right. So that's it. Left knee wants to go out to the side if that hip is tight at all or if the inner thighs aren't strong. Pull that knee in. Pull the lengthen through the left side. Pull the left knee over to the right and release. Second side, left arm, right leg. Start by bringing the arm up. Turn the hip down to start. Just roll that right hip down so the pelvic sacrum is flush. Now bend the right leg. Everyone is still good here. Your right leg is still in line with the hip and shoulder. Take the foot with the left hand. And then try not to let the right leg slip out to the right. If anything, pull it to the left so you stay long in that right outer hip. Bring the left foot out to the side a little bit. Try to keep that left ankle in line with the left knee. Foot is tucked or pointed and release. It's cat and cow. Back to neutral. Tiny arch in the lower back, soft groove in the upper. Tuck your toes. Take the knees up 1 inch off the floor. Try not to round your upper back to be here. And now cat and cow with the knees 1 inch up off the floor. Which is like a brain teaser to me. I find that very disconcerting. Really nice. And release. Let's do another thing or two here. Take your right leg straight back behind you. Right leg back behind you. And then bring your right foot across the left side, across to the outside of the mat. Put the right foot down. And stay on the ball of the right foot so the right heel points straight up. And then different for everybody, but it looks pretty good that everyone should lift the right hip up a little bit and turn and look over the left shoulder towards the right foot and start to stretch the right side body, right, between the pelvis and the rib cage. So don't try not to let the right hip sink down. Lift the right hip up a little bit. At the same time, look over the left shoulder, and you can then choose how much you increase the stretch, right? Maybe your right foot needs to move out to the side a little more, maybe in closer a little more. I would try to stay on the ball of the foot so the heel points straight up, and then really pull through that right side. Get as much of a stretch between the pelvis and the rib cage as you can. And back to hands and knees. And left leg back. And left leg across. And left foot down, staying on the ball of the foot. So you're going to the same place you went on the first side. And the stretch is between the pelvis and the rib cage. So whatever sets you up best to get there. So looking over that right shoulder can be really helpful. Try not to collapse the right hip too much. Keep lifting up through that right hip. See if you need to adjust the leg a little bit to get the most out of the stretch. And back to hands and knees. Separate your hands, your arms and legs a little bit. Walk your hands forward or your knees back about 6 inches. You could take away the blankets if you have the blankets, if you're using them. And start by taking the knees 1 inch off the floor. Tuck the toes. Take the knees 1 inch up. And then come to downward facing dog. Bring the feet pretty close together, 4 inches apart or so. Just not mat width apart. Your legs would like to be, your weight of your arms and legs would like to be evenly distributed. So if you look back between your legs, you want to be looking directly between your legs, not over one knee or one leg more than the other. Try to really feel that. Split the weight evenly across both sides. Heels reach back. Hands press forward. Hips reach up. Collarbones broaden wide apart. Externally rotate the upper arms. Press the inner hand down. Roll the inner arm down. Roll the upper arm open. Spread the chest open as much as you can. And lift your hips way up towards the ceiling. Slowly, easily walk your feet forward towards your hands. Just take your time. Hang over the legs, forward bend. Don't lock your knees. Bring your feet as close together as comfortable. Spread the toes open, press the inner foot down. Move the inner knee slightly forward. Move the inner thighs back and apart. Squeeze your calves towards each other. Take the inner thighs back and apart. You want to go as deeply as you can here without pressing the calves back, right? Without hyperextending the knees. You guys look really good. And the hips come up as high as you can get them without pushing to the back of the knee. Use the belly to support the length of the spine. Try to feel what goes on in your spine if one side releases more than the other. And bending the knees, slowly and easily roll up to stand. All right, stand at the front of the mat. Tadasana. Stand up tall and straight. And then I'm just going to say that what you think is tall and straight is actually tucked under and leaning backwards. Right? Take that for what it is, so for what you will. And reverse that. So I'm going to say that you tuck under and you lean backwards. So I want you to, and not a lot, but I want you to stick your butt out and lean forward. Right? I'm not telling you how much, it's all in fun, but stick your butt out a little bit and lean forward. Try to get your legs back a little bit as you lean forward. And without walking around and checking too much, I just think everyone's in a better place. Go back to where you were. Go back to tucked under and leaning backwards and try to then see if you actually, if that's true, if that's what you do. And then take your thighs back and lean forward. We're going to do that a couple more times. And I want you to feel that if you take your thighs back and lean forward, you support your head and neck and lower back way more, right? Go back to what you think is tall and straight, which I think is leaning backwards. That looks pretty good, actually. And now go to take your thighs back and drop your ribs, though, more. Right there. Feel like you're going to pitch forward? Excellent. You want to feel like you're going to pitch forward a little bit. It's really comfortable. Let your arms really relax. Thighs back, ribs down, sigh. More. Nice. You feel all that release? Really good. Go back to where you were. Go back to what your image of standing up straight is. And then just see if you tend to lean backwards into the lower back. And last time, go to where I put you or where you're putting yourself. That's just almost perfect. But drop your ribs a little bit. Go put, that's it. All right. When the front ribs relax, the whole upper body changes. So one image, and it's not for everybody here, but the base of the rib cage, sometimes the bones at the base of the rib cage are actually visible and they kind of come out. We want to drop them in. We want to get them to soften into the body. So just go back last time. I said no more, but go back to what you think is straight and see if there's a tendency for the rib cage to elevate a little bit in the front of the ribs to open and then drop them instead of thighs back and lean forward. Soften the rib cage down and get rid of that. And that should open the breath a lot. So whatever it takes to find that sense of straight up and down. Inhale the arms up. Let's get moving. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back to a long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Hands, hips, and feet moving away from each other. Hips towards the ceiling. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right foot to meet it. Inhale the arms up. And release the arms by your sides. Another way of feeling that the front ribs are down is that the back ribs are open, or the middle back is moving backwards a little bit. Try to get a sense of that, opening the back of the body. Inhale the arms up, bow forward over the legs, step the left foot back, long lunge, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Step the right to meet it. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward dog. Try to match the inhale to the exhale. You would like to have an arch in your lower back. Bend your knees about 2 inches. With the knees bent, try to line the knees up over the ankles. Don't let the knees go wide. Stick your butt out here, trying to get an arch in your lower back. Easier with the knees bent. Doesn't mean it's still not, it might still not happen. Then if you have that arch in your lower back or extension in your lower spine, start to stretch your legs straighter from the inner heel and the inner thigh and try to feel what happens to your lower spine. Either it stays arched, or it never got arched, or you might lose the arch as the legs straighten. Just try to feel what happens in your spine. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Inhale the arms up. And release the arms by your sides. Tadasana. Thighs back, front ribs soft, back of the neck long and up. Utkatasana, bend the knees, bring the arms up. And bow forward over the legs, Uttanasana. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms up alongside the ears, high lunge. Stretching the back leg as straight as you can. No back bend here, so softening the front ribs to open the back body. Place the hands alongside the front foot and step to plank pose. In plank, try to find a tiny arch in the lower back and a soft groove between the shoulder blades. Soften the upper spine. Place the knees on the floor. Stick your butt out a little bit. Bring the chest and chin down in between the hands. Elbows by your sides. Tiny little back bend. Slip forward onto your belly, small cobra pose. Press the hands down, draw the shoulders up and back. Long in the neck, soft in the neck. Tuck your toes, lift your hips, downward dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. Squaring the hips. Easier with that back heel lifted. Straighten the back leg. Try to feel your torso and see if it's in a back bend. Is the front body longer than the back? Shorten the front body, lengthen the back body. Place your hands alongside the front foot. Step to plank. Knees, chest, chin. Place the knees down. Chest and chin in between the hands. Elbows by your sides. Slip forward, small cobra pose, shoulders up and back. Spread the toes open, all 10 toes trying to touch the floor. And tuck the toes, lift the hips, downward facing dog. Find weight in the inner hand, in the inner foot. Check your gaze and make sure it's between both legs. Exactly. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Bend the knees, bring the arms up. Utkatasana. No back bend here as well. Soften the front ribs. And stand up, Tadasana. Nice. Thighs back. Breathe easy. Full big breath, right? Just when you breathe, soften the ribs again. Let the shoulders relax. Feel like you're slumped. And you should feel a lot of breath into the body. Don't think right or wrong, good or bad, belly or diaphragm. Just feel how much breath comes in on an inhale when you're relaxed that way, when your ribs are soft. And then stand up really straight and go to this idea of what is Tadasana or straight, and just see if the breath is as deep or if it tends to lift up and elevate and get a little shallow. And then you have to figure out the balance between the two. Soften the front body or do whatever it takes to get a full big trunk breath, and then try to get as upright as you can without losing that breath, without elevating the rib cage, which is the key, the trick. Nice. One more of these sun salute variations. Bend the knees, bring the arms up. Utkatasana. Bow forward over the legs. Step the left foot back, long lunge, downward facing dog. Try to get a little further forward maybe. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Bring the arms up alongside the ears. The front hip is going to be the height of the front knee, not lower. Square your hips. If you turn the pinky toe of the back foot forward a little bit, that's going to give you a little more room to square your hips. Stretch the back leg straight. Bend the front knee a little bit more. Place the hands alongside the front foot. Plank pose. Knees, chest, chin. Small cobra. Down dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. High lunge, arms up, pull the legs apart. Even though the front knee is bent, you are bending the front knee as much as you can and straighten the back leg as much as you can, pulling the legs apart, squaring the hips, dropping the front ribs to breathe open into the back ribs. Place the hands, step to plank. Knees, chest, chin. Small cobra and downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Step the left to meet it. Bend the knees, bring the arms up. Utkatasana. And stand up, Tadasana. Nice. Turn your feet out. So heels together, and you're going to turn your feet out as much as you can. So everyone's different, right? Some people are going to be able to turn their feet out all the way. But you want to be able to keep your legs straight and your thighs back. And just feel that. And whatever that's naturally for you, you're not going to be able to, you know, we're going to do some things turning the feet out and stacking the hips. And that's about as far as you should be able to get when you're doing that later on, right? It's kind of connected. So you don't expect too much of what's going to happen when the hips rotate and open. Turn the feet back to the front. Inhale the arms up. Bow forward over the legs. Step the right foot back, long lunge. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Keep the right hand where it is, though you can use a block for the right hand. Turn the left foot down to the floor and bring the left arm up and over the ear. Uttita Parsva Konasana. So the right knee is bent and the knee is on top of the ankle. And then the left foot is as far back as you can get it so that you have a straight line from the back heel through the fingertips. Step the left foot back another inch, yeah? And then bend the knee another inch, and that's exactly it. The top arm is reaching up on an angle, like two-thirds of the way up the front wall, and that's really key because that brings a connection between your arm and your back leg. Reach through the fingers. Extend through the fingers. Take the thighs back. Step back, downward facing dog. Second side, step the left foot forward in between the hands, turn the back foot down. We're going to do this a couple of times. Uttita Parsva Konasana. So left hand where it is. So first let's set the legs. One thing to be key is try not to let the front hip come lower than the front knee. Turn the back foot down to the floor. The left knee is bent over the left ankle, right arm up and over the ear. But now check, it's hard to feel sometimes, but you want a straight line from the back heel through the top of the fingers, and sometimes you need to get the feet wider apart. Bend the front knee a little more so it's right on top of the ankle, not forward of the ankle, not behind it, and then bring your attention to the top arm, and it wants to reach forward towards the wall at about two-thirds of the way up the wall. Bend the front knee, press the arm against the knee and the knee against the arm, rotate the trunk open, extend long through the fingers. Downward facing dog. Plank pose. Either hold in plank, because that's enough, or lower halfway down. Back to plank. Down dog. Take the right leg up halfway. Come forward to plank. Either hold in plank with that foot up or lower halfway down. Back to plank. Down dog split. Lower the right leg. Left leg up. Forward to plank. Halfway down. Back up. Down dog split. Lower the left leg. Nice. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. How far apart are you willing to get your legs? Keep the right hand where it is. They'll use a block for the right hand if you want. Bring the left arm up and over the ear. So don't let the front hip come lower than the front knee. Same pose as we did just before. There's a straight line from the back heel through the fingertips. And now try to get the outer edge of the left foot to the floor. Turn the back toes in a little bit. Outer edge of the left foot down to the floor. That helps you lift the inner arch a little bit. Stick your butt out to rotate the inner thighs back and apart to deepen the groins. Then rotate your trunk away from that and roll your navel open to face the side wall. And then roll your upper arm down against that to deepen your armpit, connect to your lats, and reach forward through the fingers towards the front. Downward facing dog. I love that pose. I just think it's really hard. They're all hard. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. right arm up and over the ear. So making sure your legs are far enough apart. You want the front knee right over the ankle. It's ground through the outer edge of the back foot. Take the inner thighs back and apart. Don't lock your knees. So maybe the inner knee goes back a little forward on the back leg. As the inner thighs go back and apart, rotate the trunk in opposition to that, navel towards the side wall. And as that against that rotation, turn the upper arm down, deep in the armpit, and then reach through the inner hand, reach through the inner arm, reach through the pinky finger towards the front. Connect the pelvis to the arm. Downward facing dog. Take your right leg up halfway. Square off your right hip. And then try not to move your pelvis, but externally rotate the right leg. Just externally rotate the right leg, trying not to lift the hip. Internally rotate the right leg. Externally rotate it. Internally rotate it. One more. Externally rotate, trying not to move the hips. Internally rotate, lower the right leg. Plank. Down dog. Left leg up, halfway. Externally rotate the leg, not the pelvis. Internally rotate it. Turn it down. Turn it open. Turn it down. You don't even have to internally rotate it. Just come back to neutral. Turn it open. Turn it down. Was that three? Lower it. Child's pose. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Parvrita, Parsvakonasana. Left elbow is going to cross the right knee. Left elbow crosses the right knee and bring the hands into prayer in front of the heart. See where you can get the base of the thumb in relation to the base of the sternum. Base of the thumb in relation to the base of the sternum. Try to bend the front knee so it's right on top of the ankle. Try to move your spine so it stays between the two legs, doesn't fall over the right leg. Stack your shoulders, lengthen the spine. Downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Right elbow is going to cross the left knee. Parvrita, Parsvakonasana, hands in prayer. Aligning the spine between the two legs, trying to get the base of the thumb is to the middle of the sternum. Those are two really alignment keys. Where your hands get is really all about how what your shoulders can do on the back. Lengthen the spine to twist it open. And downward facing dog. Plank pose. Downward facing dog. Plank pose. Only move on if you want. Lower halfway down, Chaturanga Dandasana. Come through to upward facing dog. Come onto the tops of the feet. Squeeze the ankles in. Inner thighs in and up. So ankles are straight. Open the collarbones wide. Tuck the toes. Lift back. Downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. You can step the back foot in a little bit. I like my triangles pretty wide apart. Turn the back foot down. Keep the right hand where it is, or use a block for the right hand. Bring the left arm straight up in the air. From the inner foot on the right foot, stretch the right leg straight. Trikonasana, triangle pose. You are trying to get your spine parallel to the floor over time. You control that with the rotation of the pelvis. The more the top hip turns down, the easier it is to get low in the spine. Stay grounded to the inner foot. Lengthen the spine to rotate it open. Try to feel what you're doing to open the top arm. It should be coming from the spine, not from the arm, not from the shoulder itself. Take your thighs back. Lengthen your spine forward, twist open, connect the opening of the top arm to the chest, to the spine, to your tailbone. Downward facing dog. Trikonasana, second side. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Right arm up in the air. So right away, see if your arm just unconsciously goes behind the shoulder. That's fine if it's doing it from an opening of the trunk, not just from letting the arm go back. From the inner foot, straighten the left leg. So the inner foot stays grounded down. The inner knee moves forward, especially if you feel your ankle or foot collapses. Take the inner thighs back, lengthen the spine forward, rotate it open. Reach the arms away from each other. Nice poses. Downward facing dog. Child's pose. Come up on your knees for a second. So we're going to do rotated triangle, twisted triangle. Bring your right arm out to the side. And bring the right, you might stagger a bit. Bring the arm out to the side and have the wrist up at the height of the shoulder. And then rotate, twist open. And I think when you do that, you get a lot of room in the upper shoulder and the arm, right? Now lower the wrist down about halfway towards your waist and do that same opening, and you get a lot more stuck and a lot less opening across the upper back and the chest. Does that make any sense? You guys feel that? So I think, I don't know why, but once we go into rotated triangle and we set up, for the most part, the people's arms set up down instead of up. Like the wrist tends to trail towards the waist. So let's see how that goes. Downward facing dog. And we'll go slowly through Parivrita Trikonasana. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot to the floor. Square your hips and straighten the right leg. You can use blocks for your hands. Right leg straight. Square your hips. So you would like to have the sacrum flush to the ceiling. Keep turning the left hip forward, pulling the right hip back, lengthen forward to a flat back. So your spine should be directly between your two legs, not over the right leg. And now place your left hand on the outside of the right ankle or on a block, but really close to it. And then see if you've pulled your spine over the right leg. Try to get the spine back between your two legs with the left hand across the right foot. Square your hips, straighten the right leg more. Now take the right arm out to the side. Don't go up yet. Take it sideways and see bring it up to the height of the shoulder. Don't let it trail backwards towards the waist. Take your thighs back, start twisting open, moving the right shoulder in opposition to the right hip. Don't let the right hip lift up. It stays down and back. Pull the spine forward, pull the spine between the two legs. Lengthen, twist open. Inner thighs back, bring your head back in line with the rest of your spine. Ground down through both feet. One more time. Lengthen forward, twist open. Downward facing dog. Nice. Second side. Rotated triangle. Step the left foot forward. Step the back foot in a little. Same for whatever you did on the first side. Turn the back foot down. Straighten the left leg. Square your hips. Lengthen to a flat back. So the sacrum is trying to find its way to be flush to the ceiling, parallel to the ceiling. Place the right hand across the left ankle on a block or on the floor, but then pull the spine back in between the two legs. Try not to let the spine go to the left. Take the right arm sideways, left arm sideways, and just check it. Look at the wrist and bring it to the height of your shoulder. The difference in inches is huge. Thighs back, spine forward, twist open. Keep lengthening the spine forward to twist it open. Nice. Yeah, beautiful. Inner thighs back, spine forward. Bring the head back a little bit with the rest of the spine. Lengthen forward, twist open, wrist at the height of the shoulder. Downward dog. Plank pose. Slowly lower it all the way down to the floor. Roll over onto your back. Bend the knees, place the feet flat. Take the right foot right foot three inches up off the floor. Left foot to meet it. Try to feel your rib cage. See if your rib cage is flat to the floor. If it is off the floor, see if you can place it down on the floor. Tiny arch in your lower back. And release. So you're not taking your knees into your chest at all. Just take the left foot 3 inches up off the floor. The knee stays right where it is. It doesn't have to come closer to you. Left foot 3 inches up so that your knee is just slightly on the other side of your pelvis, the other side of your hip. And now take your right foot 3 inches to meet it. So both knees are the other side of the pelvis. See where the rib cage is. Feel where your lower back is. You would like your rib cage on the floor, your lower back off the floor. Breathe easy. Don't let the thighs separate. Lower down. As we move forward, I will show you how you can work way harder or way easier. You know, it's totally up to you. And you want to stay out of your hip flexors, which are the tendons that connect the quadricep to the pelvis. You don't want that firing. This is abdominal work. Inner thighs need to activate more if the hip flexors fire. Take the right foot up 3 inches. Left foot 3 inches to meet it. Nice. So now, take your knees very subtly, very small movements, but take your knees towards your chest until you feel your abs relax and you no longer are working, which should be right across the pelvis. Now take your knees the other side of your hips and pelvis until you feel your abs turn on. Should just be just the other side of the pelvis. Shut them off again. Bring the knees. So you might not feel that. That can be really subtle, but try to tap into that feeling. Turn them back on. Shut them off. Try to feel what happens when I'm saying turn them on. What does that mean? They turn on. Take your knees the other side of your hips. Your abdominal muscles start to engage to support the base of the spine. One in particular, transverse abdominis. Keep going on your own a little bit, but you can work more if you want, right? So you're only going to go as little as it takes to shut them off. But now, as you turn them on, if you want to go a little further, feel free. But I really just want you to focus on the muscles that are engaging. Your spine does not want to lift up anymore. Your spine wants to stabilize no matter where your legs go at a certain point. You can spin around. Yeah. And release. So this is about building strength, and that's the main reason. That's one of the main reasons why I'm coming here. Well, I'm coming here to teach you, but to make you build strength. So a lot of it for me is to show you what that strength building means, and it's about here we're just making the legs a weight that forces the muscles to support the spine. And the easier these exercises get, the much happier your body will be over time. Moving on to a different exercise. Take the right foot 3 inches up off the floor. If these just freak out your hip flexors, sometimes it's best not to do them. Take the left foot 3 inches to meet it. But there are other abdominal things where the hip flexors won't get involved. Now, keep the left knee like it is, but extend the right leg out at about 45 degrees off the floor. And then switch legs. So you're bicycling the legs. But I want you to very gently rub the fabric of your knees as you switch the legs. So if you're wearing shorts, you're going to touch your knees. And if you're wearing tights, you just barely graze the fabric. But I want you to move through the inner thigh and the inner foot to switch your legs. I don't want you to move with your pattern, which is very likely outer thigh dominant. You don't have to come all the way you don't have to bring one knee too much into the chest. You don't have to stretch the leg out too much, but think extension, sort of like bicycling on the legs, so that one knee comes in and one leg goes out, inner thigh, inner foot, inner knee. And release. When it's just the 2 feet up, that it's two muscles, the transverse, one on each side. So when you start switching the legs like that, they have to work dynamically, which is really great. So now if you want to move on from there, you can actually back up and just do the feet 3 inches off the floor and play with taking your knees forward and back to do that work. You can bend the knees and switch the knees again, or the harder version is to do it with legs straight, right? So now yogi's choice, feet 3 inches up, knees into the chest, or one leg up in the air, one leg out straight on the mat. Pick your poison. And start switching the knees or switching the legs. And then the last wrinkle is that, one, again, you want to touch knees, but you want to start feeling, am I moving my legs at the exact same pace? And so if the legs are straight, your legs want to cross at 45 degrees, and the tendency is that the dominant leg does way more work than the weaker leg, less dominant leg. Same thing if you're switching knees, bent knees, you want to feel, am I moving them together, coordination, or am I doing one and then the other? It's a feeling game over and over and over again. Last couple of rotations, solid in the belly. and release. Roll over onto your belly. Okay, come onto your hands and knees. So, you know, we reach a magic number where we can't go to the wall, so which you'll either be happy about not doing L-shaped poses or really so sad. But in lieu of going upside down, this is what I usually do. Bring your forearms to the floor and interlace your fingers. And this gets really hard really fast. And you're going to get, you have a lot of options on how deep you want to go. Tuck your toes and stretch your legs straight. So elbows are down, elbows under the shoulders. So this is pure core, but this is a great prep for inversions. Take your shoulders towards your thighs. Reach your shoulders up towards your legs. So there's a straight line from the elbow to shoulder to hip, and it's an angle. And now walk your feet in 1 inch, literally 1 inch, and take your shoulders towards your thighs. And that's the key. Your shoulders never round in my direction. Your upper back never rounds. Is that your shoulders? Upper back never rounds. Walk your feet in another inch. And then take your shoulders towards your thighs. You're not going up. There's no going upside down here. Shoulders towards the thighs. That's the work. And then from here on in, if you can, you walk your fingers, your toes in another inch. Take your shoulders towards your thighs. Don't let the back round at all, at all. So you're right in the nether place. You got to get up toward, yeah, you feel that should be a lot different. Shoulders towards the thighs, way more rounded. Shoulders, hips, that's it. Child's pose. Do you have a specific shoulder thing or just in general? Do that again or not. Not is a wonderful option. Set up for your handstand, your headstand prep. Elbows under the shoulders, tuck the toes. And it is about not rounding the spine, not rounding the upper back. Take the chest towards the thighs, walk your feet in a little. Stick your butt out, your head never touches the floor. Take your spine towards your legs. You might literally be finished after one step. But if you can, take another step in and take your shoulders towards your thighs. And when you start having a ridiculously strong core with an equally long back, your toes literally get towards your elbows. But you need to have a very balanced front and back body and a super strong core. Child's pose. Wow. And if you know people who do just really powerhouse inversions, floating handstands and things like that, they can do that kind of stuff, right? You really need that much strength, and not only strength but length in the back to be able to get there. Back to downward dog. Step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down to the floor. Bring the left arm up in the air. Straighten the right leg. Trikonasana, triangle pose. Feel free to use a block. Don't hesitate. Take the left hand to your hip. Bend the right knee. Step the left foot forward about a foot. Bring the right hand forward about a foot. Don't hesitate to use a block for the right hand. And come into Ardha Chandrasana. You're going to lift the left leg up towards straight. Don't let the left leg trail behind your pelvis. It's in line with the hip or even slightly forward. Don't lock the standing knee if you can help it. And now stack your hips as best you can. Stack the hips. Soften the standing knee. Lift the left leg a fraction higher from the outer hip. Go up. Trikonasana, triangle pose. Downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Right arm comes up in the air. Use a block if you did the first side. Stretch the left leg straight. Top hand comes to the hip in transition. Bend the left knee. Step the right foot forward about a foot. Bring the left hand forward equally. You want your left wrist directly under the left shoulder with the spine at a flat, you know, extension. And feel that top leg. Don't let it trail behind the pelvis. It's slightly forward of the hip. Lift it up higher. Try to get that outer hip working. And then stack your hips. Try to turn your hips open. Soften the standing knee. Just try to feel if you're locking that standing knee at all. Lift the lifted leg a little higher. Trikonasana, triangle pose. Downward facing dog. If you used a block, you're going to have a second block. Right? So if you used one block, you're going to use two blocks this time. And if you use no blocks, you'll stick with no blocks. So you can set your second block up for your just in front of the other hand. You can have, I stole your block. And downward facing dog, step the right foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down, Trikonasana. Nice, bend the right knee, Ardha Chandrasana. You can bring the top hand down if you want, or you can just keep it right aloft, which is how I like to do it. And again, you're using a block if you're using a block. Nice, now. From Ardha Chandrasana, you're going to turn down to Parivrita Ardha Chandrasana. Drop both hands to the floor. Turn the left hip down. Bring the right arm out to the side. Check your right wrist, so don't let the wrist trail back towards the waist. Bring that wrist up to the height of the shoulder and twist open, lifting the left leg up. Don't let the left leg go out to the left. Pull it in the midline. Nice. Now lower both hands to the floor and come back to Ardha Chandrasana. Two more times. But come back to Ardha Chandrasana, left arm up. Don't lock the standing knee. Stack your hips. Place both hands down on the floor. Soften the right knee. Right arm out to the side. Wrist at the height of the shoulder, not trailing backwards. Lift the left leg up. Nice. Last time into Ardha Chandrasana. Both hands down. Left arm up. There's a lot of work in your standing leg. Don't lock it. Rotate the trunk open. Rotate the hips open, stacking the hips. Turn the hands down. Make your way to downward facing dog any way you would like. Second side. Step the left foot forward in between the hands. Turn the back foot down. Triangle pose to start. Stretch the left leg straight. Bring the right arm straight up in the air. Ardha Chandrasana. Making your way, whatever you want to do with the left hand. It can stay up. It can come to the hip. You're bending the left knee, stepping the right foot in. Lift the left leg up. Try to really establish the pose. Stretch that left leg straight, the right leg straight. Lift it up. Nice. Now turn the hands down, turn the trunk down, turn the right hip down, turn the right knee down. Establish Parivrita Ardha Chandrasana. Left arm sideways and the wrist at the height of the shoulder and twist open. Don't lock the standing knee. Nice. Ardha Chandrasana. Left hand down, right arm up. Stack your hips. Rotate your pelvis around the standing leg. It doesn't mean you have all that much room to do that. Don't lock the left knee. Nice. Parivrita Ardha Chandrasana. Both hands down. Right arm sideways. Wrist at the height of the shoulder, not towards the waist. Twist open by lifting that right leg as high as you can and pulling the shoulder and hip away from each other. Back to Ardha Chandrasana. Left arm is up, right leg is up. Really nice stuff, guys. Don't lock the left knee. Parivrita Ardha Chandrasana. Hands down, left arm sideways, left wrist at the height of the left shoulder. And lower down, and downward dog, and child's pose. Come onto your stomach. Feel free to put a blanket under your hips if you don't like your hips on the floor. Lay flat out on your stomach. Bring your hands back by your sides. Point the feet. And I really want you to feel what your back does when you lift up. Shalabhasana. Everything elevates. Come on up. So you are on the top of your pelvis and your belly, basically, your lower belly. But really feel your lower back and see if it is shortening or lengthening muscularly. When you lift up, does the lower back tend to crunch or extend? Lower down. It should really extend. There's no shortening there at all. Same exact thing, but I want you to add a shortening of the front body to lengthen the back body. So it's like doing a sit-up or a crunch upside down. Lift up. Try to check in with if you did that right away, and if not, soften the front ribs. Take the front ribs towards the pelvis and vice versa. Take the navel to the spine and see if your back lengthens, which might take you out of the back bend. And lower down. Did that not feel good?
No, it feels fine. I just great. Feel like I'm always crunching.
No crunching.
That's
no, you're really strong, so you can figure out how not to. last one of these, arms forward if you want, which brings your back muscles more into play. Palms face each other. And lift everything up. And pull the navel to the spine. That doesn't look, does that feel like you're crunching? No, that looks really good. Really think, I'm going to extend longer by pulling my navel to the spine, taking my inner thighs back towards my inner feet and my inner arms forward towards my pinkies. Lengthen and lower down. Back bend being a really bad word because we're really not bending our backs. We're extending our spines, or at least trying to figure out how. Bow pose, bend the knees, Dhanurasana. Take the tops of the feet. Try to bring your legs together. Imagine you're going to lift your legs up more than you're going to lift your trunk up. Pull on the feet, come on up. And again here, there is no crunching of the lower back. There is a lengthening of the lower back. Squeeze the legs in. Squeeze the legs in. They don't have to be parallel, but your outer hips want to be lengthening for your back to lengthen. And lower down. And let's say you could get your legs parallel, then you would want your feet parallel with the knees. If your knees are wider than your hips, you want your feet turned out that same width to line up the ankles and the knees, even though you want the knees moving more towards the midline. If you took the tops of the feet that time, maybe this time you take the ankles, and you don't have to do that. Taking the ankles, I flex my feet. It gives me a little more muscle work. So yogi's choice, taking the tops of the feet or the ankles. Same game, but we're going to add on a little. Squeeze into the midline, lift up. And now I want you to pull yourself onto your stomach. I want you to get your legs higher up in the air and roll forward so that the base of the rib cage and the top of the pelvis are on the floor. The chest is lifted, but the chest lifts because you're lifting your legs up so high. Squeeze the legs towards each other, inner thighs towards each other, and lower down. In light on yoga, which is, you know, the Bible of the practice to a degree, Iyengar doesn't write about that, about bow as a backbend. It's an abdominal toning pose. And it's the way it's taught in that book is you pull your legs up to come into the pose and then the chest happens to rise up. But it's really about getting onto the belly to tone the abdomen. And then in the full version, it's like there's nothing on the floor and the arms and legs are straight. Last bow pose. Come on up. Bend the legs. So you have lots of choices here. You can try to work on getting the ankles instead of the tops of the feet, pulling the legs closer to each other. Whatever works. Lift your legs up to come onto your belly. Doesn't mean you're not trying to pull the legs up higher and higher. You are. But see if you can get the base of the rib cage towards the floor, belly on the floor, legs not touching the floor at all, legs up in the air, and then squeeze the legs together to go higher. Knees in. Beautiful, guys. Lower down. Roll over onto your back. Wheel pose. If you do wheel, if you do half wheel, feel free to do half wheel. But those shalabhasanas and bows are a nice warm up for your wheel. The back does not shorten in wheel, it lengthens. So half wheel or full, feet parallel. Feet can be a little wider apart to give yourself a bigger base of support. They just don't want to turn out when you come up. Hands up alongside the ears. If you can stop on the head and that feels good, that's a great place to set your arms. If not, you're going to come straight up. Don't let the feet turn out. Wrap your elbows into the middle. Elbows in, elbows in. The bone of the elbow wants to point straight back behind you. Knees in, elbows in. Squeeze your legs together. Unless you're loose and that's too easy, which doesn't look like in this room, squeeze your knees towards each other a lot. Take your inner thighs towards each other on the floor. Squeeze your elbows towards each other and slowly lower down. Nice shapes. Same thing again. And if you're doing full wheel, what you're going to work on this time is inner foot and inner thigh rolling in and down to try to stretch your legs a little straighter. The elbow wants to point straight back. Slow motion, either half wheel or full wheel. Set your hands, set your feet, slowly come on up. Elbows towards each other, no matter what. Now wrap them back in again. Elbows, that's it. That's it. The harder you do, the more you work, even though that just shuts you down of a sort, right? It forces your back to lengthen. That's the work. Elbows in, and then inner foot to inner thigh to stretch your legs a little straighter. Knees towards each other. Slowly lower down. So that's just, it's a commitment to not letting the elbows fly. So it's one muscle, right? Your lats connects your elbows to your arms. When your elbows move in, it extends, which pulls on your spine, which is really good. Drop your knees to the right. I have very loose joints, so I can push myself into a wheel that looks very interesting and deep, and nothing is going on muscularly. It's just that I've turned my bones in a certain direction. But if you saw my wheel that is what I think is the right way to do wheel, it's not a very good looking wheel. You know, it just doesn't get full extension. It looks like it's a third of the way there. It feels great. Like I'm doing all the right work. It just doesn't look nearly as good as my, you know, rotated open joint wheel. And it took me a long time to back up and not do that one anymore. Back up, knees over to the left. There are definite benefits to being very mobile in your joints, and then there are, you know, problems that come along with it. I did a workshop over the weekend, and I got yelled at for saying hypermobility can be dangerous for people. And then I was like, well, I'm so sorry, but we've never met, and I'm just really irresponsible with my verbiage, so. I apologize, and I won't use the word dangerous again. Back up, left knee into the chest, right leg out straight. And twist. No need to be so alarmist. You can open the left shoulder, look over the left shoulder. You're moving the left shoulder and left hip away from each other. My rap about hypermobility is really just that. It's a community not necessarily well served by yoga because the hypermobile often look really good in their poses when they're not, and it looks good, but they're not serving their body. And that's really hard because it's very easy as a teacher to praise these poses that look really good even though they're not serving that particular body. And switch back up, right knee into the chest, left leg out straight. Yeah, it's hyperflexible, but there are a lot of people who are hypermobile in their joints and very tight in their muscles. So they would be hypermobile, but you would never look at them and say they're flexible. And that gets really weird. So some people are hypermobile and hyperflexible. That was kind of my story, right? I still have very little tension in my muscles, and that's not a good thing. Back up and switch. So I had all these poses that I used to do when I first started doing yoga that everyone was like, oh, that's so amazing. Look at that. And I felt nothing in it. And I thought, oh, that's so great. Look how great I am. And then I got hurt really badly and realized, oh, I'm not great. I'm weak. Twisting to the second side. And it's been a really long decade of trying to build muscle in certain areas, some of which has gone better than others. Back up, happy baby pose. Other side, second side, twisting. Unless you want to walk out lopsided, that's okay too. Then happy baby. And if you've already done happy baby and you want to do something else to finish up, that is all good. Bless you. Moving towards Shavasana. If you want to do anything else to finish up, by all means do so. Just let everything release and relax. And let go. Let the legs straighten out. Let the feet open out. Let the palms face up. Everything pretty close in. Feet not too far apart. Hands not too far away from the hips. Let everything go.